Hello, Dr. Tori Robeson here, chiropractic practice success consultant, where I teach you how to go farther than you ever thought you could. You're listening to the Chiro Success Podcast. I am optimistic, positive, and excited about chiropractic, excited about reaching people with my practice and building an exceptional life of productivity. I get a lot done every day, of prosperity through good money handling and money disciplines that we teach here at Winner's Edge, and generosity while filled with love, giving love, being able to receive love, fitness, and of course, fun. My purpose is to become a smarter, more powerful, more capable, more driven, and superior version of myself by ever increasing my awareness, knowledge, understanding of how things work with staff, with practice, with people, with money, with health, with fitness, with owning a home, with owning a practice, with time, understanding just how things really, really work, the truth. Of course, motivation, improving hands-on skill, communication skill, that's printed communication skill, spoken communication skill, online communication skill, with patient communication skill, with family and friends communication skill, every way it happens. And of course, your mastery in the art of your exceptional living. Every single podcast with me causes you to naturally attract more new and high-value cases. In fact, it causes you to naturally attract lots of good things. Makes you more capable of motivating and persuading people. You are now empowered to make smarter, long-term decisions. And of course, you're energized physically, mentally, and financially. All those go together. There's lots of ways to be energized. That's just a few of them. Talking about health today, your health, call it a top 10 list for health and chiropractic high performance, but I think we might have more than 10 points here. I think you're going to find this very interesting. I'm amazed how chiropractors really don't know that much about high-performance health. They kind of think they do because we have this health degree, but that doesn't make you an expert. I noticed this in the Gonstead world. People think, oh, I do Gonstead, and they think they're awesome because Gonstead was awesome. No, you're nobody. Gonstead was awesome. You're nobody. See the difference? Just because you name something that you're involved in, that doesn't make you as great as the original. If I do Gracie Jiu-Jitsu, that doesn't make me awesome because the Gracies are awesome. I'm going to have to work for it on my own, aren't I? Just because I have a chiropractic degree doesn't make me some sort of health, fitness expert. I'm going to have to do a lot of learning, way beyond the chiropractic degree. But we are positioned perfectly for that, aren't we? What is health anyway? Now, in my class, you might say, of chiropractors, coming out of the 90s, everybody knew this definition of health. Health is what? How would you define it? We want to be healthy. Okay, what is health? Patients want to be healthy. Do they know what health is? Do you tell them? Right now, as you're sitting there, define what health is. Most people think it means feeling good. That's a component of it. You could feel good and have all kinds of problems. You could feel good just because you're drugged. That's not health. How could a person be healthy if they take any medication of any kind? I mean, any. any, a single one. Even if it's like, well, it's just for my hypothyroid. Well, then you're not healthy. How could a person be healthy if they take a single medication? That would not be optimal health would be no medication, right? Health, the optimal state of physical, mental, social well-being, not just the absence of disease or infirmity. Now, that's like a older Dorland's definition. Optimal state of physical, mental, social well-being, not just not being sick. Okay, so let's take a look at that. In the population in the United States today, how many would make the grade for being healthy? Physical health, mental health, social health. Well, physical health, you could not be taking any medication. Mental health, certainly no medication for head-related things. Socially capable. Okay, like what percentage of the population is actually healthy? 10%? It might even be less than that. Are you in the healthy category? Or do you just kind of think you're healthy because you're a chiropractor? See the delusion there? Physical, mental, social well-being. Wow. Look what social media does today. Does that screw people up socially? Does it screw people up mentally? Are there human females in the United States today that are all screwed up mentally because of social media? They think the world works a certain way when it doesn't. They're attached to likes from a cell phone from a bunch of people that don't even know them and they don't even know, but that their attitude rises and falls with people's opinions through a screen. Is that mental health? Or is mental health not giving a damn what anybody on a screen thinks about you? Which one's healthier? And of course, physical health. Spend a lot of time on that. I am going to spend a couple minutes on that. So we cannot live in an illusion. We cannot be delusional. You have to be able to once again accurately assess where are you physically compared to, I don't know, a Hyrox competitor, a CrossFit competitor, a Jiu-Jitsu competitor, a Olympic track athlete, a person who can do an Ironman. Where are you physically? Where are you in relation to your ideal body weight? I weigh myself almost every single day. Based on what I see determines how I fuel my body. I can wear exactly the same clothes now that I did in chiropractic college in 1994. I don't let myself creep. It's like biofeedback. I weigh, I gauge where I'm at. I don't let it go off the rails. I am in control of my body. Are you, or is your body controlling you? Is your body telling you when to eat? Are you in debt to your body? Carrying around excess weight is being in debt physically. Now, some people are naturally a little bit bigger. Everybody has different body shape. That's fine. We're just talking about fit. We're talking about physical health for you with what you have been given genetically. Not all people have won the genetic lottery, okay? We have to do the best with what we've got. So no illusions, no being delusional. Where do you stand physically? Where do you stand mentally? Where do you stand socially? Now, next point. It only takes maybe 1 to 3 years maybe 5 years at the most. For a chiropractic office to reach its maximum potential. So after, say, 3 years in practice in a certain location, certainly after 5 years in practice, if it has not happened by then, it's not going to happen. If you've been practicing 7 years or 9 years or 14 years or 22 years, and you're still sitting there at 140 visits a week and wanting to get to 200 or 200 wanting to get to 300, it's not going to happen. If it hasn't happened already, see, how long does it take for a car driving through a desert with a 50-mile straight flat road? How long does it take a car to get up to its maximum speed? Like 15 seconds? You got the Toyota Camry, you stomp on the gas, it goes like 104 miles an hour, maybe after like 15 or 20, 30 seconds. See? So after 3 minutes, you're not going to be going any faster. After 5 minutes, you won't be going any faster. Gets up to speed and stays there at its maximum speed. A chiropractor office gets up to speed and then it stays there forever. Usually that takes about a year, two, three, maybe up to five. So if you're over 3, 4, 5 years in practice, whatever you see is what you have. Here's my point. Here's the optimism. Here's the turn. Is at that point, here's the problem with people. Okay? It isn't that something needs like a few more weeks, say, to heal. It's going to take a couple years. If you're a chiropractor and you screw up your back, it's going to take at least a year. It's not like, oh, a couple. It's going to take a year. You rip up a shoulder, that'll take a year to remodel, if not 2 years. Oh, if you really want to get in shape or if you're out of shape, you can't say, well, I got to work out. I'm going to work out another once or twice a week. No, you need to work out twice a day, 6 days a week for the next 3 years. And maybe you might get somewhere. You hear what I said? Two workouts a day that are professional level workouts, at least 6 days a week for 3 years. Not one or two more workouts for a few months. Okay, you need thousands of more workouts, not dozens more. If I want to get better at playing the guitar, I can't say I'm going to pick up another hour of practice a week. No, I'd have to pick up another probably, 7 days a week, 6 hours, another 40 hours a week of practice for, at least 3 to 5 years. Okay, I need thousands of hours of practice, not dozens. See, the problem here in people's minds, and including your mind, is people think a little more will somehow bring a big change. And that, of course, is the mental disease that we don't want to have as chiropractors. That's the mental disease that everybody out there has. That's what patients have. Why can't I get a couple of adjustments to make up for 25 years of spinal neglect? You have to smash that with metaphors and stories and your scripting and your procedures and the winner's edge diagram. You have to use all the winner's edge stuff to get people to understand. Say I'm in jiu-jitsu. Oh, I need to pick up another hour or two on the mats. No, you'll have to be on the mats twice a day for probably 1 or 2 hours each. That's 4 hours a day, at least 6, if not 7 days a week for years to get any good. You don't need like a few more hours. You need hundreds and hundreds of hours. Oh, I want to get good at flying a small plane. I think I'm going to pick up one more flight a week. No, you'd have to do like several flights a day for years. These jump teams that jump out of the airplane with the parachutes and the smoke coming off their thing, and they're all fancy at the air show. They train and do 5 to 10 jumps every day. 10 jumps a day. Not, oh, I need to pick up another jump a week. No, they're doing 10 a day. They're doing 50 plus jumps out of a plane every week for years. Everything takes not a little more than you think. It takes like 100 times more. You need chiropractic coaching. You don't need some little book or a couple videos. You need hundreds and hundreds of videos. You need to attend like 50 events. You need to listen to 100 podcasts. You need to have about, 50 phone calls with me to start. You need to spend, time every day making your practice better. And once it is better, you can cruise once things are good. But just like the airplane, it's going to burn a ton of fuel to get off the ground. And once it's up to speed, that thing can cruise for a couple thousand miles. Have you ever put in the full effort to get the practice up to speed where you burnt half the fuel in the tank to get there? But once you're there, you got it. See, most chiropractors have never put in the full court press. They've never put in the big initial effort. Speaking of jiu-jitsu, how long does it take to become a black belt in jiu-jitsu? Well, most people never will. But if you trained twice a day, like two times a day, a.m. at one location and maybe p.m. at another location, and even then, a lot of people are doing way more than that. They're doing a two-hour thing and then another thing at lunch, and they're going after for 1 or 2 or 3 hours, and they're doing that 6 days a week, plus picking up some open mat on the seventh day. All right, they're spending 20-plus hours a week on the mats for at least a minimum of 10 years to even have a chance of becoming a black belt in jiu-jitsu. All right, so how much time do you need to spend working on your practice? Because you can't do it while you're working in it. You're going to have to work on the practice to become a black belt chiropractor. Okay? A $100,000 or more every single month collected for one DC, $150,000 a month for one DC would be better. That would be a black belt level chiropractor. Never under $100,000 a month per DC. That would be a black belt. If there was a belt system in chiropractic, what belt would you be? There's white belt, blue belt, purple belt, brown belt, black belt. And every belt gets 4 stripes. White belt, then you get 1, 2, 3, 4 stripes, and then you test and become a blue belt. 1, 2, 3, 4 stripes. Test and become a purple belt. 1, 2, 3, 4 stripes. Then we go to brown belt. 1, 2, 3, 4 stripes. Then the coveted black belt. And then there are many stripes on the black belt. In fact, the levels above black belt are greater than from white belt to black belt. Do you realize that? From zero being broke to being a millionaire, that's nothing compared from millionaire to billionaire. You see how the more successful you become, the more things get spread out and the more the gap is between you and those above you? 10 years minimum at training 7 days a week, at least 2 to 4 or 6 hours a day to become a jiu-jitsu black belt. And here's the chiropractor who's too cheap to join a coaching program. Can you believe that? The arrogance and the delusion among chiropractors that don't have that great of a practice, but somehow think it'll magically happen someday. You know how hard it is for me? I spend most of my day shaking my head in my own profession because so few are successful, but everybody runs around with this arrogance like, I'm awesome. I'm doing it the awesome way. I'm doing the awesome technique. But they don't have any money. They don't have any money and they don't have any real free time. Like none of them. Like you listening to me. How many chiropractors have millions in investments creating massive passive income and a fully actualized practice with the hours whittled down so there's maximum production in the smallest space with the smallest staff, all referrals, not paying for any marketing. The chiropractor takes no medication. They're on their target weight. They're mentally healthy. They're laughing. They're happy. They're generous. They're socially capable, socially fun. I mean, really, really winning. Why is it that people who aren't winning think they are winning? I look at myself and wonder if I'm winning. And I only know, I can only count on one hand the number of chiropractors in my crowd. I can think of a handful off the top of my head that have that income, that freedom, that social skill, that mental health, that physical health. Yet the masses of chiropractors, okay, one of them walk around and really, really live in an illusion and be delusional. There's no time to think we are awesome. I suck. I have to get better. My speaking has to get better. My adjusting skill has to get better. My symmetry between right side and left side. My ability to adjust all the vertebra in the spine. Can you adjust all the vertebra in the spine? Here, why don't you adjust my T12, not T9, T12. Why don't you adjust my T1? Oh, my technique works this way and that way. I want you to be a master at your technique. You can be better. I have to get better. I'm here on a Sunday making this podcast. Looks like it's going to be a beautiful day outside, but I'm in here getting some work done. Why? Because I've got to get better. Encouraging you to want to get better. It's not good enough. What you're doing is not acceptable. And it won't take a little more work. You need to be in a coaching program. Of course, you're going to hear me say that, right? Obviously, I'm going to say that. That's what I do. All right, but take it from me. The view from where I am is better than the view from where you are, and I want to show you the path up the mountain. We can never think a little work will bring a big result, and if patients ever think that, we have to address it immediately. Okay, and our systems, our procedures, our scripting, our handouts, our patient guide, our X-ray degeneration charts, our videos, our paying for your care sheet, our staff, all of the little things that they see as they course through the initiation process into your office will teach them very gently, very calmly, and a very sane way, hey, it takes some time for the body to get better. It's just the time it takes for tissue to heal, for ligaments, tendons, muscles, bones, and nerves to heal. If you sprain an ankle, it's going to take about 90 days. If you get a bad cut, need stitches, it's going to take about 90 days. If you need a knee surgery, that's going to take about a year. Tissue heals as fast as hair grows. Tissue heals as fast as fingernails grow. All right? So here we are heading into health points. But if right now, as you sit there, your practice is not where you want it for volume or collections, if you are not automatically saving your age, like a 35-year-old saving $35,000 a year, like $700 a week after tax, if you are not doing that, it is an emergency that you join Winner's Edge. Do you realize that? I want you to know what an emergency is. If you're a chiropractor and you have any student loans, it is an emergency that you join our group. It's an emergency. It's not like, well, I wonder if I should do it or not, and you try to use your brain. It's an emergency. And if you're not automatically saving your age, like every single week through automated investments into the right investments, it is an emergency that you join. Okay. All right, remember, success in practice is no student loans, auto-saving your age. Admit the obvious. If you are not at least in that category, you need to join immediately. And if your student loans are gone and you are auto-saving your age, then yes, you should join, because then it will all be accelerated, because now you have a solid foundation. Now to health. Your machine, you might call it, the machine, you, your physical machine that you move around the world in, okay? The physical machine. Now, there's a lot that could be said here, but I'm going to be as focused as I can, because each one of these could require some discussion. In no particular order, for high-performance chiropractor health, okay? Number one, the second you wake up, drink a glass of really high-quality water. You don't go to the bathroom. You don't hug or kiss anybody. You don't let the dog lick your face. Wake up, and on the counter, the water is sitting there because it was put out the night before. Every night before I go to bed, it's so automatic. It's automatic. I don't even know I'm doing it. I have this glass that sits on the counter. I put in my great filtered water, and then blah, 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 and I go to bed. When I wake up, I walk right out, and I drink the glass of water. You lose about a pound overnight through your breath. You wake up in a sort of semi-dehydrated state. I want to send a glass of water through the system for hydration and for flushing, to flush out all the toxins from all the metabolic processes over the sleeping hours. Plus, it engages the gastroenteric reflex, so then I go to the bathroom and my elimination is better. It's one of the single most powerful things a person can do for human health. Wake up, glass of water. Next thing to do, wash your hands before you eat. Wash your hands more. Listen carefully. Disease enters through the mouth. Disease enters through the mouth. That's from the great Elio Gracie of the Gracie Jiu-Jitsu dynasty and of the Gracie diet. And it's not a diet. It's just a way of fueling your body for high-level energy 24 hours a day. In fact, if there were any book to get on fueling the body, it would be the Gracie diet. It's not some sort of fad. It's been around for 100 years. It's how the Gracie family fuels their body so they are always prepared to fight. Because it would be nothing for a Gracie to have someone pound on the door at 2 in the morning and they would have to fight. So they had to always have high energy, always be healthy, always high performance. Okay, it's a phenomenon. And I am friends with Horion Gracie, the patriarch of the Gracie diet and the Gracie Jiu-Jitsu dynasty in the world. Wash your hands. In fact, I've been with him, okay, out eating, and it's amazing. We walk in, he goes directly to the bathroom and he washes his hands. Because if you're touching food and it's going in your mouth, disease enters through the mouth. Wash your hands more. Wash your hands more. Next, no grazing. We're not cows. I recommend you have a meal and you send the meal through your system. They don't turn on the huge Wall Street Journal printing presses that take up almost like the size of a grocery store, all these huge printing presses, printing millions of them. They don't turn it on to print a couple brochures. You have this 30-plus foot incredible system for digestion. We don't turn it on for a bite here and a bite there. You send a pile of food through the system like a jaguar, not a cow. We are not a grazing animal. Now, everybody has different approaches and different ideas on this. I'm just telling you from just basic anatomy. The system wants you to send a pile of food through the system and eliminate it. It doesn't want you to send a bunch of little wood chips through that somehow will magically collect. It doesn't make any sense. Grazing, okay, full meals when it's time to eat, because it's about elimination. It isn't about what you're eating. It's also about your elimination. You have to get the toxic waste out of your body with a regular schedule and completely. Remember now, research has shown a tremendous amount of people have 1 to 10 pounds of undigested food in their digestive system when they die. Poor elimination. So 1 or 2 main meals, and then the third one is a placeholder, which is all fruit. 8 oranges, as many strawberries as you can eat, a smoothie, pears, 2 little things of blackberries, okay? It's something that would look like this. Wake up and have your glass of water, a small thing you might call breakfast. And then it's glass of water, glass of water. You're going to have to pee in there somewhere. And then lunch. And then it's glass of water, glass of water. And then it's dinner. And then maybe a glass of water after that. There, that's it. Drinking and peeing, eating and eliminating. Next thing I might say is this, salads. Eat more salads. Get fruits and vegetables going through your system. And the reason why is you want the nutrients, but you want the water that's in vegetables because it's the best water in the world. The water filtered that comes up into plants is the best water in the world. The water in organic celery, the water in organic carrots. Okay? Eating real food. Next thing, no particular order here, is take a nap, a 20 to 30 minute nap after you eat lunch. The chiropractor's schedule, when it's perfected, and we have this all laid out, of when we wrap up the morning shift with the post huddle, then we have our break, we're going to eat, and I recommend then you lay down for 20 to 30 minutes with headphones on, listening to success material. Primarily, that's when we listen to our inner talk audio material, our inner talk Ozo, our inner talk Ecotech, because it lets the food process and it allows you to think and solve any problems from the morning, and it prepares you mentally for the afternoon. It's as though you're going to get 2 days out of one. You woke up and you did the morning. You take your little nap. It's just the right amount of time. There's something magical about it. And then you're sharp and you're ready to go for a great afternoon. The nap after you eat lunch. And again, sipping water through a water bottle, it's just think about how useless that really is. What can your body do with that? It can't flush anything out. It goes in, it kind of gets absorbed. It can't do much with it. It's a habit. It's a oral fixation. It's sucking the thumb. It's just a joke. This whole, let's carry my water bottle around and take a bunch of sips all day. That's just, it's nervousness. It's weak discipline. There's nothing right about it, all right? I guess it's better than not having any water during the day, but you're much better off just going and drinking a full glass of water, just like the mountain lion does. They don't go down, they don't go to the creek 1,000 times a day and have one sip, do they? No, when it's time to drink water, they go down and they glug it. My Dobermans, they don't go over and have one little lap of water 300 times a day, do they? No. They go over and they drink a bunch of water and then they pee it out. A nice flushing of the system. Full glasses to flush. I'm in my office right now. Of course, I've got the Pure Earth water filter, which is the official Winner's Edge recommended water filter. Pure Earth. Above the counter, under the counter, entire home filter because you can get the fluoride removal cartridge to go with it. And I have my cup sitting right now next to my water filtration thing. And when I'm done, I will go out and have a full glass of water. Okay? So it's full glass of water when you wake up. Then you go to the bathroom, you get ready to go for the day, you have a little bit of a nibble, you may get to work, glass of water, okay? So let's say you ate at 7, it's glass of water, say you eat around 12:30 or 1, okay? Oh, about 2:30, glass of water, 3:30, 4:30, glass of water, boom, time to eat. And away we go. See, I want you to understand a basic problem here. If you have a big glass of water while you eat, aren't you just flushing out all the digestive enzymes? Does the mountain lion eat next to the creek so we can sip water at the same time? Never. Why is that? You ever think that potatoes are a starch that neutralizes acid? And then people have a steak, like steak and potatoes. So we have a bunch of potatoes to neutralize the stomach acid. Then you drop a big steak in there. That's pretty tough on the system. Not that you can't do that, but I just want you to just look at common sense here. Then people drink too much while they eat. So they wash out the acids. They neutralize everything with the starch. Then they dump a big steak in there. And if you're taking any medication, well, your digestive system then, who knows how it works when you have a chemically altered body. So we got to be careful with that. Next. Most people don't have the discipline to work out all the time. So as a minimum, you hire a trainer for 1 hour a week, but you break it into two 30-minute sessions. 30-minute workout with a trainer on Tuesday, 30-minute workout with a trainer on Friday. That is the bare minimum that everybody should be doing. And if you've got the discipline and you train beyond that, remember, I have a trainer like 4 to 5 days a week automatically. It's built into my schedule. It's on auto pay. I can't wait for tomorrow morning for my workout already. But if you're a chiropractor and you are not working out, how awesome are you? Next, you have to kill the parasites that are living inside you. It used to be called the Critter Getter program. Then it was called the Para Cleanse. Okay, but you go to Hannah's Herb Shop. Okay, Hannah Kroger, Hannah's Herb Shop, and you get their parasite cleanse. It's cloves. It's wormwood and it's black walnut. Black walnut is a liquid. You just drop it in some water and you have the wormwood pills and the cloves pills. In an increasing amount, it gets fully saturated into your system and it will kill the bugs that are living inside you. And of course, there are bugs living inside you. Like, duh. You ever have a dog lick your face? You got bugs living inside you. You ever eat meat of any kind? Bugs living inside you. Salads, and maybe they weren't cleaned well enough. Ever eat at a restaurant? You for sure have bugs living inside you. In fact, one of the greatest books to read for the chiropractor is called The Cure for All Cancers by Clark. She claims that all cancer comes from parasites. The parasites get into the tissue becomes weak, and then cancer grows around the parasites. And when you kill the parasites, it's one of the single biggest things you can do for human health. After you kill the parasites, then you clean out your liver, you clean out the gallbladder and the ductwork there. Your body has a filter. It filters out all of this crud. The filter gets full. You must clean out the filter. Most chiropractors I know have done this. But in my class, we know all of this is common knowledge in my crowd. And of course, you can look up gallbladder flush, liver flush. Okay? Google it. You'll see it everywhere. Okay? And this has been around for decades. Basically, around 2 o'clock, you quit eating. and you have a glass of salt water, another glass of salt water to soften the tissue, and then you drink an entire cup of olive oil. And the little sensor by your gallbladder senses the fat, and then it squeezes the gallbladder forcefully, and it squishes out the stones. You took the salt water to soften the tissue. Okay? And if you want to, in the morning, you can put a strainer in the toilet, and you can see if you got yourself some stones, and I bet you will. It is reported that one of the single most powerful things you can do to improve your health. It will eliminate a lot of allergies overnight because the body's now not toxic anymore. Feel better. Better filtration. Very healthy. I'm due to do this again myself. I'm due to kill the parrot. In fact, I might order those today. And then just salt water, drink your oil, lay down, go to bed, wake up, go to the bathroom. All right. Remember now, we have Warren Buffett, who's now 93, approaching 94. At the time of this recording, yesterday I watched part of his annual meeting where his shareholders meet in the biggest arena in Omaha. It's a full house, and he speaks about what's happening in the world of money. Why is he 93 when he lives on McDonald's every day? 5 or 6 Coca-Colas every day, Dairy Queen all the time, sees candy all the time. He eats like an 8-year-old. But he's 93, really has no health problems, and is still very sharp. Explain that to me. I believe it's because he's happy. And it isn't money that made him happy. Happy is what made him money. He's laughing, he's giggling, he's very, very lighthearted. He's not stressed out. He doesn't have stress. If you put stress on a beam, it will eventually fail. You put stress on car tires by turning hard all the time, they will wear out and blow up. Stress on the body mentally causes physical stress. And that's what gets people. Sometimes, right, it's not what you're eating, it's what's eating you. So one of our favorite sayings, I care so much, I don't care at all. Who cares? Look at how much people care about online stuff. Arguments. In fact, I watched a video of a guy, and all he does every day is swim around online to trigger people. He sees their thing, and then he says, I believe this, and you're, and then those people freak out, and the keyboard warriors start typing away, and he just sits back and he laughs. It's like, how many comments can I make before this person loses it? Because people are so weak. Who cares what anybody online thinks about you? I mean, really think about how crazy that is. See, it's an illusion. And there's people today that their whole life hangs. They're waking up 4 times at night to see if, did I get likes? Do I have any messages? Who slipped into my DMs? Next thing, just a few more here. I can go on and on and on. We're talking about high performance health for the chiropractor. Mental health, you ready? Automatically save money. If you haven't established the habit of saving, you will have so much subconscious guilt and worry and stress. There's no chance for you. Remember now, if you cannot auto-save money, then the seeds of greatness aren't even in you as a person, okay? So that's just automatic, all right? It feels good to auto-save money because it shows self-worth. It shows self-value. It shows self-esteem. It shows self-image. It shows faith. It shows confidence. Instead of you getting paid and just giving your money to everybody else. Okay? How much of your paycheck do you get? Oh, I get all of it. How much are you saving? None. Well, then you're not getting any of your paycheck. You're giving it to everybody else. And of course, you probably have to lose some people in your life. But let me mention this. You don't answer to anybody anymore. Can anybody tell you, you really need to come home for the weekend? Okay. Can anybody tell you what to do? Like you're still a kid? And you just haven't grown up. Like in my world, nobody tells me what to do. Nobody says, you need to come home for Thanksgiving. I might be there, I might not. I do what I feel like doing. I don't answer to anybody. Can someone tell you what to do? Can a spouse tell you what to do? Do they boss you around? Maybe you like that. Maybe you like having someone tell you what to do all the time. I don't know. But you have to graduate into adult land where I do what I want to do when, where, and how I feel like doing it. And if you want to hang with me, great. If you don't, that's okay. I'm going to do this anyway. Example. Say I do jujitsu on Tuesday evenings.
Tori, why do you have to do jujitsu? Why don't you hang out with me on Tuesday?
Because I do jujitsu on Tuesday.
Yeah, but if you really love me, you'll hang out.
I do jujitsu on Tuesday. I'm not hanging out with you. I'll see you when I'm done. But she respects me more for it, and she loves me more for it, because she couldn't get me to change. Because if someone can get you to change, they will have no use for you. They will have contempt for you. It was a test, and you have to pass the test. If you know what's right, and you're living the honorable, respectful, power, chiropractic life, your body fueling, your workouts, your training. Of course, you're part of a high-level coaching program. You're helping other chiropractors while you're learning at the same time. You've got your money saving in order, your practice layout, your system. You have got it going on. Okay, you don't answer to anybody. They come into your world. They enter your vision. I'm up in the tree. I'm busy. Okay? Your mission is your mission. I've already got a mission that I'm on. And either you come into my mission or you really can't be in my life because my mission is so important. When she married me, she married the mission. Sadly, many chiropractors are with people that's not the case. They got connected with people before they became a chiropractor. The chiropractor then grew. Whoever they were with didn't grow. Then, of course, there's incredible relationships in the chiropractic world. I can think of many incredible marriages and relationships with chiropractors I know. Many incredible relationships. And that is the goal. But that's because you have two individuals that didn't lose themselves. Okay? They maintained independence and togetherness simultaneously. Next thing, of course, go to bed before 10:30. You must get in what are called the 90 golden minutes. The sleep from 10:30 to midnight is more powerful than the sleep from midnight to 6 a.m. There's something about sleep between noon and midnight. You know what I mean. An afternoon nap is powerful. Sleeping in just makes you groggy. There's something about it. Okay? The 90 golden minutes. Okay? BJ Palmer, work like hell. Oh, yeah. Early to bed, early to rise, work like hell and advertise. Yeah. Next thing, and this will be my last point here. We're getting a little bit long for a podcast, but watch. Have written down goals. Written down goals give your life velocity and direction. If you have written down goals, you know where you're going. You know where you're headed. And of course, written down goals, we do this at all of our main seminars. We do it for you. You just have to show up and sit there. I will take you through it. You will leave with your Winner's Edge orange card that you will carry in your wallet or your purse so you always have your goals with you. And when you have your goals with you, you are pretty much unstoppable. Just a few tidbits here as it relates to high-performance health, high-performance living, and the high-performance chiropractic life. Tori out! If you're a chiropractor looking to dominate in practice and in life, learn more at winnersedgeconsulting.com. We'll be right back.